This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. Governor Josh Shapiro is once again calling on the Pennsylvania Senate to take action on a mass transit funding bill that could stave off massive cuts. SEPTA says they'll go into effect unless funding is in place in less than a week. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
SEPTA has said if funding isn't in place by August 14th, it will begin steps for massive service cuts that will go into effect on August 24th. In November, Governor Josh Shapiro moved $153 million of federal highway funds to SEPTA to block service cuts. He was evasive when asked if that was an option again, saying his administration's put options on the table for the state legislature.
They need to pick one of those options. We need recurring revenue. It needs to be done on an ongoing basis.
The Pennsylvania House is being called back into session this weekend to pass the latest transit funding bill. While it's similar to previous legislation that's died in the Republican-majority state Senate, Democratic leaders are hopeful this one might pass as it includes Republican asks, like increased oversight of SEPTA finances and more money for rural roads and highways. Shapiro.
During those last 182 days since I introduced my budget, the Senate has only been in session 32 days. 32 days.
The state Senate currently doesn't have any voting sessions scheduled, but Senate Majority Leader Joe Pittman says they remain on a 24-hour callback as budget negotiations continue behind closed doors. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Governor Shapiro joins KYW this morning live on air to talk about the need for funding for SEPTA. After a man died in ICE custody at the Moshannon Valley Processing Center earlier this week, immigrant advocates are calling for Clearfield County commissioners to end their contract with ICE. KYW's Vic Raghupathy reports.
Xiaofeng Ji, a 32-year-old Chinese immigrant in Moshannon Valley Processing Center, was declared dead Tuesday morning, shortly after being found hanging by his neck in his shower, according to ICE. They say the cause of death is under investigation.
Detention as a system is cruel and unnecessary. It's a system built to profit off of human suffering, and it doesn't keep our community safe. It tears them apart.
Erica Guadalupe Nunez is the executive director of immigrant rights organization Juntos. She says detainees are subjected to conditions that erode their mental health. She went on to play and translate testimony from an Afro-Latino immigrant held at Moshannon Valley named Santiago, who spoke about solitary confinement as punishment.
They treated me like an animal. There came a time when I had a small verbal argument with a fellow detainee in Moshannon. They took us both and put us in the hole. 2 months they put me in the hole.
Just like G, Cameroonian citizen Franklin Okpu died while he was detained at Moshannon Valley in 2023. Immigration advocates are urging Clearfield County commissioners to end the ICE contract and shut down what is the largest detention center in the Northeast at a capacity of nearly 1,900. ICE says in a statement detainees are provided comprehensive medical care and have access to round-the-clock emergency care. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A man in a wheelchair is dead after he was struck by a Peter Pan coach bus yesterday morning near 30th Street Station. KYW's Matt Coughlin has the report.
The 40-year-old man was panhandling, police say, between two lanes of traffic at 9:30 a.m. when he rolled his wheelchair in front of the bus. Officers say the Peter Pan bus driver didn't see him, and when the light turned green, the bus struck the man. He was pronounced dead about 15 minutes later. Police closed the busy intersection for the latter part of rush hour as drivers rushed to Route 76 and pedestrians tried to cross Market toward the train station. Police say none of the passengers were injured. The bus remained on site until about 1 p.m. as police investigated the fatal crash and workers scrubbed this crosswalk and removed the man's belongings, including his wheelchair and plastic bags. I'm Matt Coffin, KYW News Radio 103.9.
Philadelphia authorities are delaying the enforcement of new rules on where mobile service providers can stop their vehicles in Kensington. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The new rules restrict mobile service providers to two spots off Kensington Avenue, one on Allegheny and one on Lehigh Avenue, between the hours of 6 a.m. and 11 p.m. It was controversial, with advocates testifying weekly at City Council that it would harm those in addiction. Sponsor Ketsi Lozada amended it twice to address those concerns, but argued the providers were drawing crowds and leaving behind trash on people's doorsteps and near schools. Lozada says the delay in enforcing the new rules has nothing to do with the controversy. She says the city simply wasn't ready with a complex licensing and permitting process involving multiple departments.
What is important is that we get this right. If we rush this, individuals who need to be connected with services don't get those services, right? And so I'm frustrated, like residents are frustrated, right? I'd like to see this move much quicker, but I think more important than anything, we need to make sure that it is done right from the very start.
At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.